down. Prince and Kiss. Now, Laura DeBarra is in New York, no less, her being the gaff goddess and the author of Decor Galore and Garment Goddess. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Have you heard about this portal?
I will. Do you want to meet sometime on it? I feel like I have no one to call in Dublin. I'll meet you. It's supposed to be really funny.
Yeah, well, there's no sound, so you could just wave at me. You know, I have a brother and sister in New York, so I'd probably meet them on it first before I'd meet you,
amazing.
Laura. But thanks for the invitation.
No worries.
No, I can't. I still can't articulate why it's so exciting, because we live in an age where you can speak to somebody and see them, you know, anywhere in the world at any time. So why is this so exciting?
Yeah.
I think because it's permanent. It's 24 hours a day. They're not recording it. It's big, you know, and it's brash, and yeah, it's public, I suppose, is the other thing.
But you should. I think fascination.
Yeah, you should visit it. You should visit. Yeah. So it's at Flatiron South Public Plaza. And you'll be able to.
Yeah, I passed it yesterday.
Oh, did you? Right.
Yeah. But if there is, I was like, will I go over, won't I? But I'll like head up in the next couple of days. My friend's coming to visit, so I'll drag her up with me.
Yeah. And you'll see what's going on at Spire and the GPO.
Nice.
Yeah. So with the time difference, it's going to be interesting. Anyway,
it will definitely be interesting.
The other thing to report from here is that it's going to be 22 degrees tomorrow. So people are turning their attention from indoors to outdoors. And with that in mind, we asked them to ask you questions about people's outdoor spaces. Just in general, what do you do before you consider, you know, buying something or doing up something, or, you know, what do you consider?
I think the first thing you need to do is pull out everything that you have. Our needs change year after year as well. Sometimes you might want to be out reading a lot one year, eating a lot another year. It just depends what you want to use your space for. So assessing that first is vital.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people go, oh my God, it's sunny. And then they look for the cheapest bistro set online. And then they realize they've just got something that is good for quick meals, but not good for reading or sunbathing and things like that. So what do you actually want to use the space for? Like, my book, Decor Galore, is a whole chapter on this if you want to kind of take that away and get into it more. But I would be assessing what you need it for, what your space is actually like. You want to see, are there drains you need to look out for, windows that open, doors that open, etc. That's how you measure your space, rather than just looking at it and thinking, I can fire a big rattan set in there. And then you can fix all garden furniture, in my opinion. The plastic stuff that's broken and bleached, you can paint and you can glue it back together. The old, horrible, graying wood sets that you have, they can be brought back to life. It can all get another lease of life. There's just different ways to take care of each one. And even taking a picture of it and bringing it down to a DIY shop, they'll be showing you the products that you can use on yours, but you don't need to go and buy more.
I'll actually put you in contact with my wife, because we have the old wooden table there, and a couple of years ago I did the wire brush thing, and then I oiled it, and I was so proud of it. Now it's gone a bit shabby again, and one of the legs has fallen off, but I'm determined to fix it.
You'll get that back as good as new. Wood is just something so great to work with.
Yes.
And you can also get like nice cushions for it.
Yeah.
And I think as well, when it comes to wooden furniture, it's just something that can last your generation with you. So just taking care of it every year, every couple of years, it'll last a long time.
Yeah, now Jenny says it owes you nothing. You know, but I think she has her eye on some rattan. Is that what you call it?
Be careful now with rattan, because basically in Ireland, we've got a different type to the natural one. We have to use the man-made one just because of our weather.
Right.
And there's three types. Sometimes you'll be looking online and you'll be like, okay, why is this set a grand and why is this set 200 quid? Oh. There's three types of rattan, and one is PU, the other is PVC, and the last is PE. So PU and PVC are just coated plastic. They snap, warp. It's not that good. They will be the cheaper ones. If they're asking you to part with a lot of money, look for PE. And then look for high density PE, which is high D.
Polyethylene. High density polyethylene is what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's if you're spending a lot of money on it. If there's a set that is PU or PVC and it's costing a lot, walk away. Leave or go to somebody else. If you get the high density PE, it'll last for a long time. And also with rattan, like, it breaks and snaps. You can replace it. You can buy strips online and replace the broken bits as well. They're sets that if you do buy PU or PVC, you don't want to be throwing them into landfill without repairing them first.
Okay. What would you go for? Would you go for rattan or wood?
I personally would go for wood. I just think maybe because we have a balcony in our place, I think rattan takes up a lot of space. It's like an outdoor sofa. If that's what you want, perfect. But I like to be able to move the furniture around with the sun. So I like to go for metal or wood. Okay. Then I'm able to fold it away, put it in a cupboard and stuff in our flat. But maybe for a big garden, rattan would be stunning.
Okay, we said you were coming on. Here are our listeners' questions. Let's see how many we can get through in 2.5 minutes. My metal patio chairs are rusty. What's the best and fastest way to rejuvenate them?
Enter Queen Vinegar. All you'll need to do is make sure that you take off the rust that you can with a brush, then you'll soak it in vinegar. If it's the legs, for example, make little pots out of tinfoil, leave them soak for an hour or two, it'll take off the rust. Then you want to basically put on a protective coat after that to make sure it doesn't happen again. There's loads of YouTubes on it. You'll be able to figure that out really easily.
Okay, that's Orla. Mary says, how do you make an old wooden balcony a bit nicer? Plants and lights? Question mark.
Yes, if you've got a balcony, you're going to have railings. Hanging off the railings is the best way. When you can't use the floor, use the walls. So I would be using nice window boxes. Make sure you go for something that has a wide leaf when it is in summer. So it's taking up more space, more bang for your buck. I would then also make sure that you're not, when you're ordering stuff, you're measuring first. A lot of times people order lights and accessories for balconies, yes, and they're way smaller when they arrive. Always measure.
Always measure. There you go, Mary. Martin, I've no outdoor space. How can I create the illusion indoors? There's a big one for you.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. All you've got to think about is the colours that are in that are outside. So bringing in blues and greens, making sure that you clear a space around the window. So when you do have that natural light, it's being elongated more into the room. Anything close to windows should be low and long rather than tall storage if you want to bring the outside in a bit more. I'd also make sure you're using things like Monstera plants and stuff like that. Have a massive leaf. They're easy to take care of. They grow quickly and they can really make an outdoor feel inside.
What type of plants? What do you call them?
Monstera. They're lovely.
Okay, Monstera.
I'm not that stunning a plant, and I can keep it lasting. So okay. There we go.
We'll get one more in. Is getting an outdoor rug for our patio out the back a bit notiony? Do they have to be?
Not at all. I have one. Get one. But just make sure that you're rolling it up during bad weather. Do bring it inside during the winter. Go for something that looks natural. Don't go for like a geo passion that you'd have on curtains. Go for something that looks like it would be outside. Something like a floral. I've got ones with leaves and leopard print on mine. There's always leopards and leaves outside. Stunning.
I didn't know there was such thing as an outdoor rug. There you go. That's a new one on me.
Didn't you?
No, there you go.
Google it. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it. Right. Laura DeBarra, back to New York you go. Well, you're there already. Enjoy the rest of your stay there. Thanks, Laura. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye.
That's the gaff goddess, Laura DeBarra. Sarah and Cormac are on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.